And welcome, my good friends, to the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. We are broadcasting and originating our program from the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond at 90.1 on your FM dial, streaming at WDCE.org. And our show is recorded and will be posted and available tomorrow morning for your convenience and listening pleasure at CoolJazzSet.com. So I hope you will check that out. And if you caught the last hour, the last piece we played was the Horace Silver Trio. Excuse me, Horace Parlin, I'm sorry. The great pianist, Horace Parlin. And Jesper Lundgaard, the bassist, and Ed Thigpen on drums from an album they did, recorded actually in Jesper Lundgaard's home in Copenhagen back in 2003, Relaxing with Horace Parlin. And we heard Every Time We Say Goodbye. That's a great tune. In fact, it's what I closed my show with Ella Fitzgerald. But I love his arrangement of that, kind of a bossa nova, and that was kind of nice. Well, let me welcome my friends that are tuning in from far away, especially our good friends and listeners in Clay, West Virginia, who tune in on WYAP Radio at 101.7 FM, and our listeners in Surprise Valley, California, who tune in on KDUP FM Radio, Surprise Valley, the home and land of beautiful grandchildren, my 5-year-old granddaughter celebrating her birthday today. So we did something special for her the last hour. And this is the birthday show. We'll be celebrating another birthday in just a minute or two. But let's get started with this this first piece. This is the great vibraphonist and pianist Victor Fellman, and pretty good bass player on this too, Scott LaFaro and Stan Levy, the drummer, recorded in 1958. And this is a tune entitled Two Blue, Mr. Fellman. Thank you. Victor Philemon, from the album entitled The Arrival of Victor Philemon. Marvelous vibes player as well as pianist. And of course, a great young bassist, Scott LaFaro, on that too. That was originally recorded in 58 on Contemporary record label, and it's been reissued, so it's available at Amazon. I believe I've had this for a while, and I really enjoy it. Beautiful sound that LaFaro got out of his bass. And I've had a chance to actually see that bass and play it for a few minutes. It was restored by Sam Colstein and Barry Colstein. And Barry actually has it in his shop up in New York. Okay, let's see. We're doing the birthday show, and it's important. We try to cover all the birthdays of the girls in my life. And three of them we have already done. And this one actually has a birthday tomorrow, which is, she happens to be my wife. And 10 years or so ago, I asked my great friend, Bill Mays, the marvelous and legendary pianist who was with Sarah Vaughan and has recorded with so many wonderful people, if he would consider writing a song for me. So I commissioned him to write a song. He said, what would you like? I said, I'd like a ballad. So he wrote this beautiful ballad and actually has recorded it several times with different groups. And not too long after that, my friend Jim Ferguson, the great bassist and vocalist and lyricist down in Nashville that also travels and tours quite a bit, asked if anybody had written lyrics for it. And I said, no, they have not. He said, would be okay if I wrote lyrics for it? And I said, that would just be great. So I forgot about it. And then one day I get a recording, a CD in the mail from Bill. It seemed the two of them were in New York doing something, and they went into a studio because they had some studio time and recorded this song with the lyrics to Bill's composition. The title of the song, by the way, is Ballad for Barbara, and her birthday's tomorrow. So this is for Barbara, and I hope you enjoy it.
Years come and they go too fast, dear. Now another's past, dear. All too soon the time has flown. Thank you. I will take with memories yet to make, and each day we will wake to find morning's kiss has grown that much sweeter. So come now, come with me, and I'll spend the future loving you. We've so much loving left to do. Come now and spend the day with me. Memories we make together. Thank you.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my heart stood still. Once again I seem to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me, it's foolish to start for that old feeling is still in my mind. I saw you last night, got that old feeling when you came in sight. I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seemed to feel that old yearning. And I know the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's the start for that old feeling. Ooh, it's still in my heart.
Miss Anita O'Day, that old feeling. By the way, the flutist on that was Bud Shank. Love Anita O'Day. And that was from my good friends, John and Shirley, who love Anita and Bud Shank. Before that, we heard a nice quartet. Somebody requested that I play that, so I brought it and did. Joey DeFrancesco on Hammond B3, and the flugelhornist on that, the great Guido Basso. And Lauren Lofsky was the guitarist on that. Someday, my prince will come. Well, if you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set. We are here every Sunday evening, originating from the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond, broadcasting at 90.1 FM, streaming at WDCE.org. The Cool Jazz Set is recorded and will be available at my website tomorrow morning. If you go to CoolJazzSet.com and click on radio shows, and you'll see that we have up pretty much almost a year's worth, so you can listen to as much of tonight's 2 1-hour segments. Scroll down and listen to some earlier ones that I saved, because the Ella Fitzgerald tribute and the Ray Brown tribute and some others are on there. You may want to check those out sometime when you're studying or working. Okay, up next we're going to hear from a pianist I like very much, Dotto Maroney, from his album Live in Beverly Hills. And this is a nice tune, I Hear a Rhapsody, Mr. Dotto Maroney. Thank you.
John Stout.
And that was the great Bill Holman, the Bill Holman Big Band, recorded back in 2007. The title of that tune, If You Could See Me Now, and that's from an album entitled Homage, or Homage, I guess it's pronounced, and Ron Stout, excellent trumpet player with him. Okay, let's see. Up next, I'm going to play some great guitar for you. This is Joe Pass, recorded back in 1964, 50 years ago. A live recording that he did in Los Angeles with a quartet, Mike Wofford on piano, Jim Hugard on bass, and Colin Bailey on drums. And this is Clifford Brown's Joy Spring, Mr. Joe Pass. Thank you.
Thank you. to minor every time we say goodbye.
And it's about time for me to say goodbye and good night and happy birthday to Linnea, Melanie, Diana, and of course, Miss Barbara. And thank you, my listeners, for tuning in and for your emails. I really do appreciate the support, and I'm glad you enjoy the show. And I look forward to being with you same time, same station, right here next week. Until then, take care of yourself, be well, and thanks for tuning in.
When you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor every time.